spreads her gifts by tending to the sick, the poor, and the lost. We also perform wedding ceremonies for all the loving couples in Skyrim.
Ah, I could have a wedding at the temple?
Yes, if you were ready, of course. Are you familiar with how marriage works in Skyrim?
Apparently not, because I have tried to force the game into letting me marry, and that didn't work. Why don't you remind me?
Typically, love in Skyrim is as earnest as the people who live here. Life is hard and short, so there's little room for long courtship. A person who is looking for a spouse simply wears an amulet of Mara about the neck, showing they are available. When another person shows interest and the two agree to be together, one of them comes to the temple and we arrange a ceremony.
Okay, nice.
May you return to her benevolence in safety.
This place makes me a little uneasy.
Serana, yes? what are you talking about? This place is about love. Jeez, oh, I'm already wearing the amulet of Mara. Ingen.
Is that an amulet of Mara? I'm surprised someone like you isn't spoken for.
Ladies and gentlemen, interested in me, are you?
Well, yes. Why wouldn't I be? Are you interested in me?
Yes. Yes, I am.
It's settled then. Brief as life can be in Skyrim, at least we'll have each other.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and a welcome back indeed. It has been, we have skipped a week, and I was told that, I have been trying to get married in this game for so long now, and I was told I need to come to the Temple of Mara to actually kick off a marriage quest, which I had no idea I had to do. Well, yeah. I've done this before, but yeah, it's been so long that. But yeah, here we are. Okay, we gotta go to
Mara upon you.
Maramal.
How may I help you, my son?
Isn't Mal in Spanish and maybe in a couple other languages?
Need something?
Doesn't it mean something? Bad? So Maramal in. This guy's name, literally in Spanish, means Bad Mara. Well, that can't be good. And this guy, he's going to officiate my wedding?
Yes?
I'd like to have a wedding at the temple.
You wish to be married? It's good to see love blossoming even during
these difficult
times.
He is like, wow, that was quick.
Your wedding will be held tomorrow, from dawn until dusk.
Hey, that's a long day.
Don't be late. You don't want to miss your own wedding.
Okay, attend my own wedding ceremony.
May you return to her benevolence in safety.
Okay, so what is that quest? What does that quest look like here? Bloodline, lead Serana home. Yeah, we'll get back to that. Attend your wedding ceremony. Oh. Okay, well, I don't have a quest marker for that yet, but that is tomorrow. What is right now? 10 p.m. Oh, crap. I only got 2 hours. What if I'm late to my own wedding? Ingen's with me, so that's fine, right? Okay. But yeah, let's go lead Mara home. Lead Serana home. Yeah. We have skipped a week, ladies and gentlemen. My wife and I, we took last week off of work, and it was vacation time. We kind of had a choice. We have been wanting to. Oh my gosh, she lives so far away. Rimarok Barrow. We've already cleared this place. We had a week off of vacation, and we have been wanting to redo. Oh great! I don't have my attend the ceremony already, do I? I probably do. No, I don't. Okay. Yeah, what is that quest marker? It's to the north. Okay. Yeah, we have been wanting to redo our master bath for a long time. And And it's going to be a very big undertaking. It is a very big undertaking because we live on a slab. And we even want to move the tub, the shower. Oh, yeah, I got a snow bear. And we wanted to move the tub, the shower, and the toilet, which means doing a lot of cutting into the slab and a lot of rerouting, plumbing. It's so much bigger than just a weekend warriors type of DIY. And so we had a bit of vacation time coming up. We were gonna go on vacation with my family, like that was the plan way back in the summertime. But normally we would do that, but it's like, you know what, like this would be a prime opportunity to dive in and tackle our master bath. And so we did that. We stayed home Saturday, got right into the demo and rerouting under slab plumbing took a lot longer than expected. And so we're not as far as we'd like to be, but though at the point we are now, we are at the point to where it could be weekend DIY stuff. You know, like it.
That's it. Up there to the north. We used to keep a boat around here to get there and back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are there. We are way up in the north. I was just gonna finish up chatting here really quick. And yeah, I mean, like now, like we almost like tiling, reinstall the toilet. Put up some drywall, some paint, reroute electricity. I mean, like it's still a lot, but now it's a lot of things we can tackle in like little chunks. Tiling the floor and then definitely rerouting the underslab plumbing. That was very, very nerve wracking. I'm really glad that all that's done. And then I didn't record at all last week. It was just, let's just get as much time as we can into this project. But yeah, that is now all underway, and it's in a much more manageable state now, I think. And then yeah, we're gonna get back into the game here. Okay. Oh gosh.
This is the part where we usually get in the boat. You with me?
So yeah, here is this boat. Travel to Castle Volkihar. And I'm pretty sure this is a bay, and there's a castle in the distance. I think I've seen this castle, like maybe as we were clearing out that barrow over there earlier. But I think if you swim out like halfway, you hit the edge of the map, which is why we need a boat. It's like a travel to Solstheim situation. All right, here we are. This castle is crazy. And spooky. And there's the Skyrim mainland. I can travel back to the Icewater Jetty. Where is the Castle Volikar? Where is Ingen? Where is Ingen? That is going to be a problem. Oh, we got gargoyles up here. Okay. Can I walk peacefully past them? This is King Vampire's house, isn't it? Boy, this is quite a crazy castle. Oh my gosh. Well, what do you think, Serana? This is nuts, isn't it? Okay. But no, I should be excited, because I think I have already said...
Hey, so, before we go in there...
What is it now? No, I'm not going to say that. What is it?
I wanted to thank you for getting me this far, but after we get in there, I'm going to go my own way for a while.
What? We're gonna split up already?
I just need to be alone for a while. There's a lot of feelings wrapped up in this old place, and I don't think you're quite ready for them. So let me take the lead in there.
Okay, now there's talking behind us. Okay, well, I guess you take the lead, Serana. Oh, look, the doors are open now. Oh. Who is this fellow? Sir, a watchman.
The way I hear it, Lady Serana's been gone a real long time.
Yes. Volokar Keep. Wait, wait, hang on, can I talk to you?
Lord Harkon's a great man. Best show him the proper respect.
This guy's not a vampire, but I don't know if he's like an enthralled guy either.
Let's get indoors, or in a cave, anywhere, just out of this.
She sounds disgusted with Skyrim. Yeah, people who don't like the snow, if you're in the Midwest...
Dare you trespass here?
Or in the mountain areas. Or in the Northeast. I don't know. If you are above the state of Tennessee, I guess, we're going to start getting a good amount of snow, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
My lord, everyone! Serana has returned!
Serana has returned!
I guess I'm expected.
I was expected.
Believe it.
There he is. Speak to Lord Harkin.
Oh, my long lost daughter returns at last.
Really quick, there are instead of like there is a feast going on, but instead of maybe like a pig or a goose or something like that, they have two dead bodies that everyone is feasting on.
I trust you have my Elder Scroll.
After all these years, that's the first thing you ask me? Yes, I have the scroll.
Of course, I'm delighted to see you, my daughter. Must I really say the words aloud? Ah, if only your traitor mother were here. I would let her watch this reunion before putting her head on us.
This music is spine-tingling.
Now tell me, who is this stranger you have brought into our hall?
I'm one of you guys.
This is my savior, the one who freed me.
For my daughter's safe return, you have my gratitude. Tell me, what is your name?
My name is Navins. Who are you? or I can say you first. No, I'm Navins. Who are you?
I am Harkon, lord of this court. By now, my daughter would have told you what we are.
You're a reclusive cannibal cult. You're vampires. I'm a vampire too. Does he not see that? I mean, Serana said she could smell me.
Not just vampires. We are among the oldest and most powerful vampires in Skyrim. For centuries we lived here, far from the cares of the world. All that ended when my wife betrayed me and stole away that which I valued most.
The Elder Scroll? Do I get a reward for finding your daughter, or what happens? So, he's talking about the scroll, right? He's not talking about his daughter. What he values most is his scroll. What happens now?
You have done me a great service. And now you must be rewarded.
Yes.
There is but one gift I can give that is equal in value to the Elder Scroll and my daughter.
The powers
I
of a vampire.
I offer you my blood.
Yes.
Take it and you will walk as a lion among sheep.
Ooh.
Men will tremble at your approach and you will never fear death again.
Well, sign me up! And if I refuse your gift?
Then you will be prey, like all mortals. I will spare your life this once, but you will be banished from this hall.
Okay, yeah,
Perhaps you still need convincing. Behold the power!
The power! Look at that!
The power that I offer. Now, make your choice.
I will accept your gift and become a vampire.
Be still.
Okay, here we go. Be still. He looks creepy. He is like three toes. Okay, I'm being still. This guy is intense. Okay. So, I guess as we're waiting, maybe I could look up on the Skyrim wiki and see what kind of bugs we got going on with this quest. Okay, well, I'm being still, dude. How much more still do I have to be? Gosh, that's a freaky dog. Okay. Look at all these kind people. Oh my gosh, vampire cattle? Are you serious? He's alive! This person is named. Oh, I love that. Oh, these people are all named characters. Oh, that's so cool. See, again, like, this is why I love Skyrim.
I don't converse with my meals.
I ain't no meal. I'm a vampire. I'm not a super vampire, but I'm a vampire still.
Present yourself to Lord Harkon at once.
I am presented in front of Lord Harkon. Gosh dang it. Okay, well, let me try reloading the game, I suppose. Here, can I walk? Oh, I can't leave. The door is locked behind me, great. Okay, well yeah, here, I'll try running up again. All right, yeah. Oh. Okay, yeah, let's try reloading. Dang it. Volacar keep. Okay, yeah, I do know, like, I was quite far away from him when the dialogue started.
Trespass here.
Wait, Serana? Is that truly you? I cannot believe my eyes.
Lord Harkin!
My lord, everyone! Serana has returned!
I guess I'm expected.
I can't believe it.
Okay, here, I'm gonna go all the way up here now. Walk all the way up to him. Wait, Serana.
My long-lost daughter returns at last. I trust you have my Elder Scroll.
After all these years, that's the first thing you ask me? Yes, I have the scroll.
Of course, I'm delighted to see you, my daughter.
Okay, so yeah. I want to be very close in the conversation with him.
Ah, if only your traitor mother were here. I would let her watch this reunion before putting her head on a spike. Now tell me, who is this stranger you have brought into our hall?
This is my savior, the one who freed me.
For my daughter's safe return, you have my gratitude. Tell me, what is your name?
What is my name? I'm Navins, who are you?
I am Harkon. By now, my daughter...
You're vampires.
Not just. For centuries we lived here.
What happens now?
You have done me a great... There is but one gift. I offer you my blood.
And if I refuse?
Then you will be prey. Perhaps you still need convincing.
Oh boy.
Behold the power! This is the power that I offer. Now, make your choice.
You know, I don't know. Like, this is cooler than a werewolf. I accept your gift.
Be still.
Be still. What is going on here? Why is this not working? Do I not have a choice? Okay, one second. Let me look into this. Okay, I'm back, and I don't have good news. So I did a lot of reading around on different forums, and apparently this is a very common problem, and there's not really a fix for it. The best advice I could find was reload to a prior save, and if that doesn't work, well, then you're just out of luck. Yeah, let me try one more thing. Let me not go to Riften and get married. And let me... This is right when we got out of the cave with Serana. So right after we get out of the cave with Serana, let's go straight back to Serana's house and not stop by Riften. We're now a single Pringle, ladies and gentlemen. Ingen who? Okay. So go way back up here to Rimmerrock. Rimmerrock.
I'm no fan of the sun, but it would be better than this.
Yeah, the sun would be better than the snow. Luckily, it's going to be a sunny but cold day today. It's going to be in the 40s, but it's also going to be very sunny. Ooh. Oh my gosh. I jumped all the way down and really hurt myself. Here, let me take care of the snow bear here. Dead. Oh no, that was a saber cat. Okay, here, let me restoration, healing, or fast healing. Yeah, why not? Oh, perfect. Yeah, that took like all my health. So yeah, we'll just do that as my magicka regenerates, if it is going to regenerate. But yeah, dang. And not only is this still appearing in Skyrim's latest, special edition. Apparently, this is still also a common problem on the PlayStation 5. People who have gotten a PlayStation 5 copy are playing a game that has been optimized for the PlayStation 5. This bug still appears, apparently, and that's kind of annoying. Dang, and my Magicka isn't regenerating either. So I did see... I saw you could probably force Harkin to... Oh, okay, that's just a snow fox. You could force Harkin to change you into a vampire, but I guess if you use console commands, it puts Harkin permanently in his vampire form. And so whenever you see Harkin forever after, he's in his vampire form. And I've also heard you can also still become... I guess you can still become a vampire lord later on. I guess if you used mods or cheats or console commands, you could still become a vampire lord. It's just not through the quest. So I'm going to try this one more time. But then, yeah, like I was saying, if this doesn't work, what I am reading and just the...
Hey, so before we go in there...
What is it?
I wanted to thank you for getting me this far, but after... I think... So let me take the lead in there.
Okay.
Lady Serana's
but,
back!
But, open yeah, it, if this doesn't work, it sounds like I'm just out of luck. Okay, fine. I'll go in first. Is this a part of it too?
I hear it.
Here, yeah. I'll let Serana go in first.
Long time.
Okay. Well, Serana goes. Let me take the lead, and there
Lord
she goes.
Lord Harkin's a great man. Best show him the proper respect.
Are you gonna go inside or what? Here, I'll put that away.
After all
okay,
these
fine.
Years,
I'll go inside. Dang, this has been disappointing.
How dare you trespass here?
Wait, Serana?
Serana?
Is that truly you? I cannot believe my eyes.
Lady Serana has returned.
My lord, everyone, Serana has returned.
I guess I'm expected.
I can't believe it.
These vampires. Oh my gosh!
My long lost daughter.
Is this not like the freakiest thing you've ever seen?
I trust you have.
Good lord.
After all these years, that's the first thing you ask me? Yes, I have the scroll.
Of course, I'm delighted.
Okay, let me get right up and close.
My daughter. Must I really say the words aloud?
Ah, if only your traitor mother were here.
I would let her watch this reunion before putting her head on a spike. Now tell me, who is this stranger you
it's
have
me.
Brought into our hall?
This is my savior, the one who freed me.
For my daughter's safe return, you have my gratitude. Tell me, what is your name?
Navins.
I am Harkon. By now, my
You're vampires.
Not just. For centuries we lived here. Far
what happens now? Wait, I'm gonna say,
world.
Do I get a reward?
I was about to suggest that very thing.
Look at that! Great
yes,
minds think alike!
You must certainly deserve a reward. There is but one gift I can give. I offer you my blood.
And if I
Take
refuse?
It and you, then you will be prepped. Perhaps you still need convincing. Behold the power!
The power!
This Woo! Is the power that I offer. Now, make your choice.
I accept.
Be still.
Be still. Ah! There he goes! Yes, we did it! Okay. It worked, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Okay. I'm a little woozy, and I'm in a new place. So I'm definitely some sort of like blood shrine place. The game-
Awake at last. Good. The power is growing within you.
Ooh.
And now you must learn to wield it.
Okay. I'm ready to learn about my new power. Wait, no, hang on. Like, what is this place? Because this is a really nice but also creepy room here. What is this place?
A shrine to Moloch Baal, the mighty Daedra prince who is father to all our kind. Our power is a blessing from him. It is he who first bestowed the gift of the ancient blood upon me.
I was going to say that earlier, and I forgot, and I didn't. Moloch Baal is the father of the vampires. And I mean, like the literal father. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, he raped a woman, and the offspring was the first vampire. I'm pretty sure that is the story. You made a pact with Moloch Baal?
In an age long forgotten to history, I ruled as a mighty king. My domain was vast, my riches endless, and my power infinite. And yet, as my mortal life neared an end, I faced a seemingly invincible enemy. My own mortality.
My own mortality.
I pledged myself to Moloch Baal, and in his name I sacrificed 1,000 innocents. In reward, he gave everlasting life to myself, my wife, and my daughter. And so I have defeated mortality itself.
Nice. I'm ready to learn about my new powers. Is he going to even tell me, like, game mechanic stuff? Like, and then you will have a new skill tree.
With my guidance, you will become a deadly instrument, striking terror into the hearts of mortals wherever you tread. Now listen to my words and do as I instruct. The true power of the ancient blood is found in the form of the Vampire Lord. Assume the mantle of the Vampire Lord, and we will continue.
Okay. Use your Vampire Lord power. The game just
Use
says that as if it's like, yeah, just do it. Okay, I assume it's probably in my powers. Vampire Lord. Transform into a Vampire Lord. Use the revert form power to change back.
Form into a Vampire Lord.
Okay, all right. Here we go. I push Z, I think. Oh, here we go. I'm Transform. Changing. Whoa! Check me out!
In this form, you can drain the life from your foe.
I'm floating!
Right hand. With your left hand, you can wield the power of blood magic to raise the dead. You can also call upon the powers of night to turn into a swarm of bats and reappear some distance away.
Oh, that's cool.
Should you run out of magicka, you can descend to the ground and fight as the beasts do.
Yeah, okay.
Do so now, and we will continue.
Use control to change between magic and melee. This is amazing. Okay, and so while I'm in my magic form,
and I will have more to teach.
I'm floating around. Okay, and then press control to change back.
Good.
And now I'm on the ground.
You are weaker while on the ground.
Yeah, and in my melee form, I just strike my arm across the place.
However, the night powers are still yours to command, and your claws are still formidable weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Over time, your powers will grow in strength, and you will find new ways to use your gifts.
You know what? I do love this, actually. As Harkin talks, he paces back and forth.
There is much to learn.
That is pretty cool. It's just a little detail that adds a little bit of like extra humanistic,
few enemies
whatever.
Will be able to stand against you.
Against you. Okay. Oh, here we are. We have the Vampire Lord skill tree. Kill enemies with the drain life or bite power attack to earn perks. Each new perk requires a few more feedings. Power from the Grave. 50-point bonus to health, magic, and stamina as a vampire lord. That's amazing. Night power. Detect all creatures. Even dwarven automatrons. That's cool. Transform into an invulnerable mist. Wow. While health, magic, and regen regenerate. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Everything slows down while you move faster. That's supernatural reflexes. Okay, what do we have on this side? Vampire grip. Pull a creature to you from a distance and do choking damage. Summon gargoyle. Conjure a gargoyle to fight for you. Target is paralyzed. Corpse curse. Oh my gosh, this is so crazy. Is this overpowered? Unearthly Will. Night powers and blood magic cost 33% less. Or we have blood healing. Kill a person with a power attack bite. Restores your health. Restores all your health. Poison talons. Melee attacks do 20 points of poison damage. Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. Night cloak. In combat, you are summoned by a cloud of bats that feed on enemies within melee range. Oh, this is insane. These are some crazy perks, aren't they? Okay, so, like, what's next? Oh, okay, yeah, wait.
There is one last thing you must know. Slaying mortal men with your life drain grants you new night powers and blood magic. I keep a stable of thralls in the castle, should you need to feed like the baser vampires to stave off the sun.
Yeah.
That is all I have to teach you. If you wish to be reminded of these lessons, you need only ask.
He's a nice mentor.
I have a task that will test your new powers.
Okay.
But first, do you have any questions?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I'm ready to carry out this task. What must I know about being a vampire?
As a vampire, you will gain new powers, but also a weakness to sunlight.
Of course.
With each passing day that you do not feed, that weakness will become more deadly, but your powers will also become stronger. Feed upon those who are sleeping, and your vulnerability to sunlight will diminish along with your powers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I gotcha. I'm ready to carry out this task.
Good. Go and speak to Garen Marethi. Tell him it is time. He will understand.
It is time. Okay. Alright, so yeah, I'm in this form now. Can I, like... Speak with Garen Marethi. Where is Garen? Can I go out this door? Boy, yeah. It's Ingen Blackbriar.
Your
Okay, so yeah, I guess I'm not elf. I'm not married yet.
And you do well to be more careful of whom you engage in witty banter.
Okay, I gotta get out of my vampire form then, right? You know what? I have this funky little ponytail. Okay. Oh. I think I have to push Z.
Can I assist you?
No, I don't need anything right now. Please stop asking.
Okay, push Z. Bat power is recharging. How do I get out of my form? This just... Okay, hang on. How do I revert back? Bat power is ready. I don't... Okay, I can now fly.
Well met, brother.
Well met, brother. So Z does my bat power. Z also is what turned me into a vampire. I can't change my powers because it takes me... Because tab just takes me straight into the skill tree. Oh, here we go. Yeah, in my quick guide, I have revert form. There we go. What? Yeah, I'm now back as a person. All right, now where's the dude I gotta talk to? Dang, he's gone all the way upstairs. All right, this guy.
I saw more than enough political maneuvering in my time in house dress. I was tired of it then, and I'm tired of it now.
Tired of it now.
I have never understood the Nord fascination with weapons, magic. Is so much more versatile, don't you think?
I couldn't agree more. I have a message from Harkin.
Lord Harkin.
Oh, yeah.
Remember your place.
I got you.
Now, what is our Lord's wish?
You have a task for me. He simply said, it is time.
Well, well. He wants the chalice, then. You've heard of the Bloodstone Chalice?
Of course, hasn't everyone? Wait. I've never heard of it. Okay, yeah.
It is a rather well-kept secret. The chalice has been in Lord Harkin's possession for quite some time now. It is, when used properly, able to increase the potency of our powers. He has neglected using it for ages. If he wants it filled now, then grander things are afoot. This is good.
This is good.
Follow me. I'll take you to it. Lord Harkin has never cared to use the chalice, relying on his more than adequate powers until now.
Jeez.
This is an intriguing change.
He just ran right into Ingen. Alright, so is the chalice... How is he walking? Do you see, it's like... If you can watch the video, he is like moonwalking! He is like legit moonwalking!
Excuse us.
Oh.
I need to fetch the Bloodstone Chalice.
The chalice? Why?
Yes. What are you up to, Garan?
Lord Harkin's orders, Orthiolf.
Orthiolf.
Arm yourself. Our friend here has been ordered to fill the chalice. See
to it.
Really?
Indeed. He's off to Redwater Den.
Well then.
I've been to Redwater Den.
Vingalmo and Orthiolf are Harkin's primary advisors. I'm sure they're quite surprised to learn that you're taking the chalice.
Isn't Redwater Den a skooma den? I'm pretty sure.
Hello there.
Is that a primary spot
and
to get...
Here we are.
To get vampire
now,
blood?
This chalice needs to be filled directly from the blood spring that is the source of Redwater Den. But that's not enough. Once that's done, the blood of a powerful vampire needs to be added to it. Keep in mind that Redwater Den has fallen into... Well... Let's just say less reputable members of society.
Yeah, yeah,
now
Skooma
dwell
Den.
There. It's your choice whether to attempt to deal with them or force your way through. Hurry back. You don't want to keep Lord Harkin waiting.
Well,
okay.
Where have you been,
Vingalmo? Take the Bloodstone you're Chalice to the Redwater day. Spring. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do that in the next episode. And we're going to transform ourselves into a vampire. if needed. I don't know. We may try to do the diplomatic route. Or maybe not. No, that isn't the fun route. And we're going to fill this chalice for Harkin. For Lord Harkin, excuse me. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and I'll see you in the next one.